Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello, and welcome to Journey, the thought for the week from Torch Trust. Today's thought is brought to us by Torch staff member Deborah Chand.
The season of pancakes is upon us. Bags of flour, sugar, syrup and lemons are lining the shelves in cheery anticipation of Pancake Day. Pancakes have a way of bringing us together. Perhaps it's the squidgy, puddingy, comforting feel as the pancakes melt in the mouth, taking us back to childhood. Or perhaps it's the sense of sharing such a simple, tasty feast, something so easy to make and enjoy together, and which tastes wonderful, whether savoury or sweet. Most cultures around the world seem to enjoy a pancake. Whether hot cakes or crepes, bannock or blinis, dosa or drop scones, leavened or unleavened, the varieties seem as endless as the peoples of the world. And apparently our early ancestors enjoyed a pancake or two, too. In England, pancakes are traditionally eaten on Shrove Tuesday or Mardi Gras, often drenched in lemon juice and sugar and gobbled up. Traditionally, any fat or meat products were used up before the fasting season of Lent began the next day, Ash Wednesday, for the 40 days leading up to Easter. In the past, Lent was a more strict religious fast when people gave up all rich food and luxuries, following the example of Jesus in the desert and practicing self-discipline and giving more time to prayer.
Luke's Gospel says, "Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry."
Jesus used this time to prepare for his work by fasting and praying, really listening to what God, his Father, wanted him to do. There is something precious in making time for what really matters in life. Today, Lent is still a time of preparation, a time for spring cleaning lives, as well as homes, and, like the calm before a storm or the expectation of a gift, a time for waiting in anticipation to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus at Easter. Lent is not only about giving things up, it is also about opening up, a time of reflection, to really let God into our lives, and action, doing good works in thankfulness of what God has done for us. So, if you are planning to enjoy a pancake or two, maybe you could invite a neighbour, say a prayer, or plan some time out to reflect on what matters most to you and anything you want to change this year. Whether savoury or sweet, may this be a blessing.
Thank you for listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust. If you would like to find out more about any of the services offered by Torch, such as our free lending library of Christian books in Braille, large print and audio, do get in touch on 0333 123 1255. You can also find out more on our website, torchtrust.org, or on our Facebook and Twitter pages at Torch Trust.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.